Kids are sent to special education classes after they're tested and found to have a brain injury or autism, some sort of behavioral disorder, or a physical, mental, communication, or learning disability. Schools get more money per student to teach so-called special ed students. For example, a school gets nearly three times as much money from the state and federal government for a student that's identified as needing the highest level of special ed services compared to a student in the general population. Since the school year that began in August of 1991, the number of special ed students in Iowa schools has increased by over 39%. Yet the report from the Legislative Services Agency found that two-thirds of Iowa school districts have a special ed deficit, meaning the state and federal funding for special ed students hasn't covered what the schools have spent educating those students. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.